The U.S. government just placed a $500 million bet on AI to redesign the materials inside our phones, cars, and factories. The question is, can an algorithm out-innovate a century of material science? And can it do it fast enough to secure Western supply chains? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping manufacturing and trade. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful convergence of government funding, artificial intelligence, and advanced materials. We'll start in the U.S. with a major government grant aimed at solving critical supply chain risks, and a new system from Applied Materials that's accelerating the production of AI chips. Then we'll turn to China, where a new carbon fiber is being called the world's strongest. We'll also analyze a major new partnership in solid-state batteries and a Canadian grant that's tackling the PFAS problem head-on.
The central theme is speed. The race to discover, scale, and secure the next generation of materials is accelerating, driven by geopolitics and AI. The companies that master this new pace will lead their industries.
Let's start with the hardware that powers this AI revolution, Troy. Applied Materials announced a new system on June 25th. What is it?
It's called the Centura Prime Epi System. It's a new piece of chip-making equipment specifically designed to accelerate the manufacturing of DRAM and High Bandwidth Memory, or HBM.
And HBM is that super-fast memory that's critical for AI chips, right? Stacked like a skyscraper to move data quickly.
Exactly. The Centura Prime Epi System speeds up the epitaxial growth process, which is how you deposit ultra-pure, ultra-thin crystalline layers to build those stacks. Higher speed and higher precision in that process mean higher yields and lower costs for these very complex 3D memory chips.
So why is this a big deal for U.S. and European manufacturers this week?
For semiconductor manufacturers like Micron in the U.S. or potential future fabs in Europe, this is a direct productivity boost. It helps them meet the insatiable demand from AI data centers more cost-effectively. For everyone else, from automotive to industrial automation, it means the hardware enabling more powerful AI applications will become more available and potentially cheaper, accelerating AI integration on the factory floor.
What about trading companies that are distributing electronic components?
They should anticipate an increase in the supply of high-performance HBM modules in the coming quarters. This could affect pricing and availability. It's time to talk to suppliers about their production roadmaps that incorporate this new equipment. The faster, more efficient production could shorten lead times, but the initial demand will be intense.
So the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
If you're a user of high-performance computing, reevaluate your AI hardware procurement strategy for the next 18 months. The supply bottlenecks for AI chips may start to ease. If you're a manufacturer, this is a signal that the cost-benefit analysis for deploying more advanced AI is about to shift in your favor.
Now for a story out of China that feels like a direct competitive challenge. At the China International Supply Chain Expo, Jilin Chemical Fiber unveiled what it's calling the world's strongest carbon fiber. Troy, what is T1200-grade carbon fiber?
T1200 is a classification for a carbon fiber with exceptionally high tensile strength. It represents the pinnacle of performance in lightweight composite materials. The ability to produce this domestically is a major material science breakthrough for China.
Globally, this signals that China is moving up the value chain in very strategic, high-performance materials. How does this specifically hit U.S. and European manufacturers?
This is a direct threat for aerospace, defense, and high-end automotive manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe who rely on carbon fiber composites. This introduces a new, potent competitor. Think Airbus, Boeing, and their entire supplier ecosystem. It could disrupt pricing and challenge the technological leadership that Western firms like Toray, Hexcel, or SGL Carbon have held for decades.
What do trading companies and distributors of advanced materials need to be aware of?
They need to verify the claims and get samples for qualification immediately. If Jilin Chemical Fiber's T1200 is commercially viable and scalable, it will become a critical sourcing option. European and American distributors must assess if this material can be integrated into existing supply chains and what the import-export controls might be. This is about both an opportunity for new product lines and a risk to existing supplier relationships.
So, what's the immediate action for executives?
CEOs in the aerospace, defense, and specialty automotive sectors should task their CTOs with a competitive analysis of this new material. They need to understand its real-world performance characteristics and cost structure. This isn't just a technical update. It's a strategic intelligence priority.
That brings us to our next story, which feels like a direct response to that kind of challenge.
On June 23rd, the U.S. Commerce Department awarded Sandbox AQ a massive grant. What's this about?
Sandbox AQ received a $500 million grant agreement under the CHIPS Act. The funding is to accelerate its AI-driven materials discovery platform. It's a huge investment in using artificial intelligence and quantum physics-based simulation to invent new materials.
And it's not just for anything. The press release was very specific about the targets.
Correct. They are laser-focused on solving critical supply chain bottlenecks for the semiconductor industry. Specifically, they're aiming to discover PFAS-free process chemicals, new catalysts, rare earth-free magnets, and novel battery chemistries. It's a direct effort to reduce reliance on single-source or geopolitically risky suppliers.
How does this change the game for manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe?
This could fundamentally shorten the R&D cycle for new materials from a decade to just a few years. For a U.S. chemical manufacturer, it means a new way to develop a PFAS alternative. For a European automotive company, it could yield a new magnet for EV motors that doesn't rely on rare earths from China. It allows Western industry to design materials for domestic production, onshoring critical capabilities.
What should trading and distribution companies be thinking about?
This is an early warning system for the materials of the future. Distributors should be building relationships with companies like Sandbox AQ and the manufacturers they partner with. They need to prepare for a new portfolio of products, safer, more sustainable, and domestically sourced. This is about getting ahead of regulatory changes, like the PFAS bans in Europe, and being the first to market with compliant, high-performant alternatives.
And the actionable insight for executives listening?
You need an AI strategy for your material science division. If you don't have one, this is your wake-up call. Investigate how physics-based AI can be integrated into your R&D. Consider partnerships with platforms like Sandbox AQ to accelerate the discovery of materials that solve your specific manufacturing, cost, or regulatory challenges.
Shifting to another critical area, batteries. On June 18th, Honda and QuantumScape announced a partnership. This seems significant.
It is. This is a multi-year joint development agreement to commercialize solid-state batteries. Honda, a legacy automotive giant, has thoroughly evaluated QuantumScape's technology and is now formally partnering to get it into vehicles.
Remind us of the promise of QuantumScape's technology.
QuantumScape is developing a solid-state battery with a pure lithium metal anode. This design promises to nearly double the energy density of current lithium-ion batteries. That translates to longer range for EVs, ultra-fast charging, potentially 10 to 80% in under 15 minutes, and improved safety by eliminating the flammable liquid electrolyte.
So what does this mean for U.S. and European auto manufacturers?
This puts immense pressure on them. A successful Honda QuantumScape collaboration could give Honda a significant competitive advantage in the EV market. European automakers like Volkswagen Group, which is also a major backer of QuantumScape, and U.S. giants like GM and Ford must accelerate their own solid-state battery programs to keep pace. This partnership moves the technology from the lab closer to the production line.
And for the broader supply chain, trading companies, component distributors?
The entire battery supply chain needs to prepare for a paradigm shift. Solid-state batteries use different materials, like solid ceramic separators instead of polymer films. Sourcing, processing, and handling of ultra-thin lithium metal anodes will become critical. Distributors should start mapping out the future supply chain for these new components and materials. It's a whole new ecosystem.
The key takeaway for a CEO in the auto industry?
You need to double down on your next generation battery strategy. Assess your portfolio of investments and partnerships in solid state technology. The timeline for commercial viability is shrinking. The decisions you make in the next 12 months will determine your competitive position in the EV market of 2030.
Let's stay on batteries, but look at it from a regulatory and sustainability angle. Volta Energy in Canada just secured a government grant. What for?
Volta Energy received a $1.5 million grant from the Canadian government on June 25th. The goal is to accelerate the development of a solid-state battery platform that is completely free of both PFAS chemicals and cobalt.
Two major headaches for the industry: PFAS for environmental reasons and cobalt for ethical sourcing and supply chain risk.
Precisely. This project combines a proprietary high-voltage cathode with a novel solid-state electrolyte. By designing out PFAS from binders and separators and eliminating cobalt from the cathode, Volta is tackling two of the biggest sustainability challenges in the battery industry head-on.
How does a relatively small Canadian grant affect the major manufacturing ecosystems in the US and Europe?
It's a leading indicator of where the market is headed, especially in Europe with its stringent regulations like the battery passport. European manufacturers in particular face immense pressure to create transparent and sustainable supply chains. A technology like VOTIS, if successful, provides a direct solution. For U.S. manufacturers, it's an opportunity to leapfrog to a cleaner technology, mitigating future regulatory risk and appealing to ESG-focused customers.
And for trading companies and distributors, what's the signal here?
The signal is that the demand for ethically and environmentally certified battery components is going to explode. Distributors should start categorizing and marketing their materials based on these attributes. Are your graphite sources certified? Are your chemicals PFAS-free? This will become a key differentiator. It's no longer just about performance and cost. It's about compliance and sustainability.
So what is the final actionable insight for our listeners?
Mandate a full life cycle audit of the materials in your products, specifically looking for forever chemicals like PFAS and ethically problematic materials like cobalt. Begin identifying and testing alternatives now. This isn't just a corporate social responsibility issue. It is a future-proofing strategy against market access restrictions and supply chain disruptions.
All right, Troy, a lot of ground covered. Let's distill it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the pace of materials innovation is now being set by AI. The $500 million CHIPS grant to Sandbox AQ is a clear signal that the U.S. is using AI as a strategic tool to reshore critical supply chains. Companies that don't adopt similar data-driven approaches to R&D will be left behind.
Second,
the competitive landscape in advanced materials is intensifying. The emergence of China's T1200 carbon fiber demonstrates that Western technological leadership is no longer guaranteed. Manufacturers must be vigilant and agile, ready to respond to new global competitors who can scale quickly.
And the third takeaway.
Third, sustainability is now a primary driver of core technology development, not an afterthought. From PFAS-free batteries to new partnerships in solid-state technology, the most valuable innovations are those that solve both performance and environmental challenges. This is a fundamental shift that impacts every aspect of manufacturing, sourcing, and design.
So the key actions are to invest in an AI strategy for R&D, benchmark against new global competitors, and embed sustainability into your core product development.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us again next week for the latest developments and what they mean for your business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
You've been listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.